他要证道的题目是生命成长的时候，我们请李牧师介绍。李牧师，
弟兄姐妹平安。我们今天很高兴主带领李迪牧师Reverend Dick Lee 来到我们当中。他事实上去年的12月曾经有来到国语堂跟我们分享。大家许多弟兄姐妹也知道他是我们英文堂聘牧的一个人选，但他还没有做最后决定。那最近我们知道马牧师在暑假有许多短宣的侍奉，然后最近身体不太好，所以他跟我提到说邀请李迪牧师，他乐意从北卡过来这边帮忙。那我听见，我说那能不能安排也在粤语堂国语堂跟我们有分享的机会，让我们对李迪牧师有更多一些认识所以李迪牧师也很乐意在我们当中。我们感谢主，今天他要跟我们分享神的话语我们也为他祷告更为我们英文堂的聘牧这件事求神的恩待和带领。那施玉明弟兄为我们翻译，我们将时间交给李牧师。
Good morning.
早上好。
I want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to visit here in Somerset.
我现在借此机会再次感谢这里的弟兄姊妹，让我能够来来和大家见面。
My wife and children are still back home in North Carolina this time.
我的太太和我的小孩现在还在北卡。
They were not able to visit because actually the North Carolina schedule is a little bit different from here in New Jersey. School has already started already.
因为北卡的时间和我们这儿的时刻作息时间安排有点不一样，那儿的学校已经开学了。
And so my family is not with me this time.
所以我的家人现在不能跟我在一块。
But my wife sends her greetings.
但是我太太还是通过我代我向大家问好。
And certainly our prayers are with the church as we consider our partnership together.
我们当然一起在代祷当中会纪念这里的弟兄姊妹。
I have two sons. My one son is 7 and the other is 11.
我有两个儿子，一个是七岁，一个十一岁。
My 11-year-old, his name is Stuart. I think he's growing up a little bit too fast.
我十一岁的孩子呢，名字叫 Stuart. 我想他长得肯定有点太快了。
He is already asking questions that only teenagers ask.
他所问的问题呢，都是那些 teenager 十三四岁以上的小孩开始问的问题。
And he's at that stage where his faith, goes this way and that way.
他正处于这样一个阶段，他的信仰正是开始摇摆不定，有高有低。
On days he's a very strong Christian and doing his devotions and praying, and then on other days he has big heavy questions.
有的时候呢，他的信心是非常的坚强非常的投入，能够灵修祷告。但有的时候呢，他的信心也非常的软弱，问有很多的问题要问。
And this past week he had one of those very anxious moments.
这个过去的一周里面呢，他非常的担忧焦虑。
And he goes, Dad, is God, is he really there?
他问说，爸爸，神上帝真的是不是存在呢？是不是在那儿呢？
Why can't I see him? Why can't I experience God?
他说，我为什么看不见上帝？我为什么不能经历上帝呢？
Well, for me, at that point in time, it's a tough situation. I wear two hats. I can answer as a father, and at times I may answer as a pastor.
对我来说这个问题比较困难，因为我头上戴着两顶帽子，既可以做他的父亲，也可以从一个牧师的角度来回答他的问题。
As a father, my answer would be, hey, don't be stupid.
如果作为一个父亲，我对他的回答应该很简单，就是，哎，别再傻了。
If you and I were to see God, we'd be dead.
如果我和你能够见到上帝的话，我们这个时候已经在天上了。
We're sinners, and he's a holy God. We can't stand before him.
我们是罪人，他是圣洁的，我们没法面对面的看见上帝。
But certainly, as a pastor, I would definitely answer him in a very different way.
但是作为一个牧师，我回答他的问题应该是从另外一个角度。
There's no silly questions.
没有任何问题，没有一个问题是蠢问题的。
It's a very serious question, in fact.
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
And I guess the best way to answer it is really, as we look at this passage, is to really say that it's not, the question isn't really, if I could change the question a little bit, it's not why can't I see God, but when can I see God most clearly?
其实我们看我们今天所读的经文的话，我们再想想这个问题最好应该换个方式再问，不是说我们能不能见上帝。 而是我们什么时候在我们人生当中什么时候才能看见上帝，看见
上帝。And so as a pastor, I feel very obligated to tell even for all of you, I don't want to tell you that how you're going to see God, but I'd rather help you understand when you can see God in your life, when he's going to be working in your life.
所以作为一个牧师，我不仅要告诉我的儿子，也想告诉在座的弟兄姐妹，不是简单的你能不能见上帝哦，什么时候见上帝，而是让你们大家明白你们在人的一生当中在哪些时刻可以真的看见上帝。
And certainly in the Gospel of Mark, we meet a devoted father, Jairus.
在马可福音我们刚才读的经文里边，我们已经看见了一个叫做管会堂雅鲁的人，他是非常一个虔诚的人。
And
是父亲。
he meets God at those divine appointments.
他在神和我们人生当中约会的时间关键时刻看见了上帝。
At those times when he experiences God with all his power and all his might and all his authority.
他遇见的神有他的全能的神，是非大有能力的神，是有一个权威的神。
In this scene in Mark, we see that Jesus is surrounded by crowds.
我们在看马可福音刚才那段经文里边，耶稣当时被一大群人围着。
And as people are crowding around him, a pathway opens to allow one man to come forth.
当人们拥挤着跟着耶稣的时候，当中一条人们闪开了一条很小的路，其中有一个人通过这条路走进了耶稣。
And this is Jairus, an important member of the community.
这个人的名字叫做雅鲁，是当时犹太人社团里边一个非常重要的人。
He is called a synagogue ruler, maybe for us today, we consider that he's a pastor of the church.
他是管会堂的人，也就是用我们今天的话说，他是一个教会里边的一个牧师。
And they respect his authority, they respect who he is, and they make way, and he meets Jesus.
因为他地位显赫，所以当时的拥挤的人群呢比较尊重他，所以给他让开的路，让开一条路，闪开一条路，使他能够接近耶稣。
And he has a very serious problem.
这个叫雅鲁的人有个非常严重的问题。
His daughter is dying.
他的女儿快要死了。
He is, the state of his heart, the state of his being, is that he is very desperate.
在他当时所处的心情，大家一定可以知道，他是非常非常的绝望。
What is this feeling? What is this state? Desperation is when everything seems wrong, and all that you can tell is that it's going to get worse.
什么叫做绝望呢？绝望就是这样一种状态，就是你觉得任何事情都完了，结果只会越来越糟，没有任何希望。
And that is desperation.
这就叫做绝望。
We don't like to be desperate people.
我们人作为一个人都不喜欢处于绝望的当中。
Because when you're desperate, you're not in control of yourself.
因为当你绝望的时候，你就对自己的命运再也没有掌控了。
We like to think that when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
我们所认为的信条是，当艰难困苦来的时候，我们有勇气去面对它。
We like to be in situations where we can answer the questions.Solve our own problems.
我们愿意处于这样的环境，有困难的时候，我们有能力去解决这样的困难。
But all of us, every single one of us, meets that occasion where we have checked every possible avenue and there's nowhere to turn. We are empty.
Okay, 但是我们当中每一个人，相信都经历过这样的一个时刻，也就是你想了各种各样的方法，用尽各种各样的方法，但是你觉得已经没有任何可能了，没有任何希望了，你已经人觉得彻底的空了。
That is where Jairus is. Maybe we have been there, but that is the point of desperation, that moment that he meets Jesus.
这就是雅鲁当时所处的环境，他所处的环境就是他人生当中最觉得绝望的时刻，也就在这个时刻，他和神相遇。
You know, when Jairus comes to Jesus,He doesn't just come up and just shake his hand.
大家知道他来看耶稣的时候，并不是平等的走过去和耶稣握握手。
Scripture tells that he actually falls at Jesus' feet.
经文说他遇见耶稣的时候，他其实是俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
Now, don't miss this. Do not miss this point. This was a very, very serious act.That he did to fall at Jesus' feet.
大家不要小看这段经文啊，这其实是一个非常关键的地方。
If you were there and you saw the looks on the faces of the people in the crowd, they would be absolutely shocked.
如果大家如果当时在场的话，大家如果能够看见当时的人群的话，相信当时的人群的表情一定是非常的惊讶。
Jairus is the leader of the synagogue. He doesn't fall at other people's feet. People fall at his feet.
雅鲁是管会堂的啊领袖啊，他从来不拜在任何人的脚下，而是别人拜在他的脚下。
And we need to understand here also is that in the Jewish community, Jesus was considered to be a renegade.
当时大家也应该知道当时的背景，因为耶稣当时在犹太人的社团里边眼里看来，他是一个叛教的人。
He was quickly earning a reputation of being a troublemaker.
他当时的名气已经越来越响，也就是什么名气？作为一个麻烦制造者的名气越来越响。
And you have to understand how desperate Jairus is at this situation.
所以雅鲁能够做这样的举动，大家应该理解他当时已经是非常非常的绝望了，不，已经是破罐破摔了，已经。
By falling at Jesus' feet, he is sacrificing his reputation. He may have to resign his position.He would be shunned and ostracized by the whole community.
他拜在耶稣的脚前，就意味着他以后在面对犹太人的社团的时候，他已经再也抬不起头来。他的职位也许他要辞职，他也许要被犹太人所唾弃。
And we need only to actually look in scripture in the Gospel of John in chapter 3.
我们只要看看那个作为对比，我们看看约翰福音第三章。
A member of the Jewish ruling council of by the name of Nicodemus.
一个叫做尼哥底母的犹太人，也是管会堂的。
Do you remember how he met Jesus?
大家还记得他是怎样去见耶稣的吗
？He went in the night.
他是晚上偷偷去的。
Nobody could see him.
谁也看不见他。
Nobody could accuse him.
谁也没法指责他。
Because he didn't want to lose his position.
因为他不愿意失去他现在的地
位。He didn't want to lose his authority.
他不愿意失去他现在的权威。
He didn't want to lose his reputation.
他不愿意失去他的名声。
But Jairus is different.
但雅鲁在这个时候是和他
完全一样。He doesn't care about his reputation anymore.
他已经顾不上这些名声了。
He doesn't care what anybody thought of him.
他已经顾不上别人对他怎么看了。
Why?
为什么呢？
He's desperate.
因为他已经彻底绝望了。
He is hopeless.
他已经没有任何希望了。
But there's one hope left.
但是还有一个希望
在哪。This Jesus.
只有耶稣。
This Jesus that he's heard about.
他所听说过的那个耶稣。
This Jesus, maybe that he's even thought that he has disliked.
也许也就是他以前并不喜欢的那个耶稣。
But he turns to him.
他还是转向了耶稣。
And at this time, the lesson for us is this.
所以这段是给我们学的功课是什么呢？
How do we experience God in our lives?
我们如何经历神呢？
We experience God in our lives through times of desperation.
我们在人生当中，往往在人生绝望的时候能够经历神。
But you may say, wait, isn't God always there for us to experience?
那么大家也许会问，等一等，不是说神随时随地无所不在，无时不在吗？我们随时随地都可以经历神吗？
Doesn't He always love us?
他不是随时随地都无时不爱我们吗？
And this is the question my son is, why does God wait till we're desperate and struggling to meet us?
为什么我的儿子也是这样问我，为什么神要等到我们处于绝望的时候，一点办法的没有办法的时候才愿意和我们相见呢？
See, the problem is this. It's not the problem with God.
问题就在这儿，因为问题不在神那里。
See, God knows we need him.
神知道我们需要他。
But we need to know.That we need God.
但是我们自己应该清楚，我们时候需要上帝。
And the unfortunate thing is for you and I, we always have to find a way of solving our own problems, doing things our way, looking to friends and family for help. And at the very last moment, in a point of desperation, do we turn to God?
因为我们人往往在遇到困难的时候，我们首先想到的是我们的朋友、我们的亲戚。看看他们有没有办法帮我们。只有到我们一切办彻底绝望的时候，一点办法也没有的时候，最后我们才会想到神。
It doesn't have to be this way.
本来不应该这样的。
I think you and I know.
我知道你和我一样都知道这样。
We are gathered as a body of believers. We've experienced desperate moments in our lives.
我们每一个人都经历过人生当中绝望的时刻。
And we know that we can turn to God in prayer.
我们知道在这个时候我们可以。专门仰望神，祈求他。
In fact, I have to tell you, God is ready and waiting.
其实我要告诉大家的时候，神一直在等待着，等着我们。
Do you know why?
你知道吗?
Our God is actually a desperate God.
其实我们的神也非常的绝望,
He is so desperate to have you in, as part of His creation that He's willing to send His very own Son to die on the cross so that you and I shall live.
他已经到了这样一个地步, 他为了让你, 为了让你们找到神, 他甚至愿意将他自己的独生子赐给你们, 使得你们能够通过他来认识上帝。
And we need to, at that point, as believers, to remember that God, the God who is a desperate God, desperately wants to show His love to us.
神已经到了这样不顾一切的希望我们每一个人能够认识他。
Question is that whether we are going to turn to other things in other places, or we're going to go to directly to God.
问题是我们作为人是愿意去寻找别的东西呢，还是寻找神？
And to Jairus' credit, he turns to Jesus.
雅鲁他找到了神，他来到了耶稣那里。
He meets Jesus in his moment of desperation.
他在他人生最绝望的时刻去找到了耶稣。
For us, we can meet Jesus at a moment of desperation, but the other thing is that we can also meet Jesus in moments of delay.
对我们来说, 我们虽然可以在人生绝望的时刻毫无办法的时候去遇见神, 但是有的时候我们在愿意等待的时候, 在我们觉得有些事情被拖延的时候, 在这个时候往往我们也可以遇见神。
And it's very interesting in Scripture at this point in time, it doesn't just say, and Jesus followed Jairus to his house and he healed his daughter.
什么叫做等待呢? 我们来看新闻里面, 因为马可在这里告诉我们，耶稣并没有直接就跟着那个雅鲁直接就奔到他的屋子里边去治他的女儿。
What happens?
后面发生了什么事情呢?
He turns our attention to another story.
作者把我们的目光转移到另外一个故事上。
A woman who has been suffering, a woman who has been bleeding, comes into the picture.
一个妇女已经一直在换血流的妇女已经多年了，她这个时候却来到了耶稣的当中，人群当中。
This is also a great story of what is required in faith.
这也是一个告诉我们一个信心的一个很了不起的一个故事。
This woman was just as desperate as Jairus was.
这个妇女其实和雅鲁一样，也是非常的绝望，也是非常的无望了已经。
She was trying to get to Jesus in the crowd.
她也想尽一切办法能够来到耶稣跟前。
She pushed and she shoved and finally she saw the hem of his cloak and was able just to reach out to touch it.
和雅鲁不一样，她需要推开人群，挤进去，使尽一切办法挤进去，最后总算来到耶稣的跟前，能够伸手摸到耶稣的衣裳。
But that little act of faith was enough.
然而就是这一个小小的举动。 作为从一个凭着信心的举动，却已经足够了。
The power of God was released into her life, and she was healed.
神的大能从耶稣身上出来，医治了她。
But it's very interesting here.
这里非常有趣的是，
Jesus stops.
耶稣停下来了。
Jesus looks around.
耶稣环顾四周。
Jesus tries to find out who touched her by faith.
耶稣要找到那一个凭着信心触摸他的人。
He took the time to notice her when no one ever did.
他在那么忙的，在这个时刻，甚至停下来抽出时间要找寻那个人。
He honored her faith.
他赞许了他的信心。
And she was delivered.
他得到了解脱。他
Now, one commentator makes this point, which I think is very important. I hope you do not miss this. I think that I want to take this point too. As much as there is a message of healing and a message of encouragement for the woman, what is Jairus doing during this time?
Okay. 有一位解经的人在这里专门做了一个注释，我觉得这个注释非常重要，大家千万不要忽略。也就是说， 耶稣这个时候虽然是在赞许这个妇女啊，能够凭着信心能够触摸耶稣，得到了医治。大家想想这时候的雅鲁到底是什么样的一个心情？
You know what was Jairus thinking during this time? He must have been standing next to Jesus.
这时候雅鲁到底是怎么想的呢？他肯定是站在耶稣的边上。
I'm sure because he's a pastor, he's a leader of the synagogue, he's very dignified.
显然他作为一个管会堂的领袖，也就是我们教会的主任牧师一样，他是一个非常有尊严的一个人。
You probably couldn't see it
by looking at him, but what was in his heart?
也许你从他的表情上看不出来，但是他心里是怎么想的呢？
You can imagine and he's saying, Jesus, please don't stop.
也许大家可以想象他心里边在想，耶稣啊，求求你了，别停下来。
My daughter is dying. We don't have time to stop to talk to anyone.
我的女儿快要死了，我们没有时间再停下来和任何人谈话了。
I was here first.
我是先来的。
My need is greater. This woman is not dying, but my daughter is.
我的需求比她大得多，这个女人并不是快要死了，可是我的女儿快要死了。
You are my last chance, Jesus. Come on, let's go.
你是我最后的希望，快点嘛，来吧，别再耽搁了。
What is the lesson here for us?
那么这里我们从这里能够学到什么样的功课呢？
I think you and I know that we, as human beings, are an impatient people.
我想我们大家知道作为人我们有这样的弱点我们往往容易犯急躁的毛病。
My supervisor, my boss, it's constant state of whenever I ask him, when do you want this project done?
我的老板老是这样问我就是你 say that again?
Oh, when I ask my supervisor, when do you want my project done? The answer is always yesterday.
Okay. 我的老板就是这样的啊就是这样一个人他的脾气很急躁每次我问他你想要我给我的任务要我什么时候完成呢他总是说昨天。
We are impatient people in an impatient world, but we need to understand and realize that Jesus is sovereign Lord.
我们人是往往会容易犯急躁的毛病我们没有耐心但是我们必须知道耶稣是有主权的一个神
His will be done but it will be done in the time and the manner of his choosing
他的意志他的意念一定会实现但是他实现的时间是神按照他自己的意念
It may seem like a delay to us but it's all part of the Lord's eternal and sovereign plan
对我们来说也许是一个暂时的延迟和拖延但是这包括这个拖延本身也都是神永恒的主权计划当中的一部分。
In our job is to believe and to hold on to his promises and recognize that in the moments of delay, God is teaching us and leading us and encouraging us.
我们的任务就是要相信神的主权，抓住他的应许，要认识到神正是通过这样的暂时的拖延来教会我们学习功课，神要我们耐心。
So when finally Jesus turns away from the woman and he starts walking with Jairus again, Jairus breathes just a sigh of relief.
最后耶稣打发完了那个妇女以后总算跟着雅鲁去看他的女儿了。这时的雅鲁总算是舒了一口气。
And you can imagine that he's walking really fast, running, and he's trying to drag Jesus along with him.
大家可以想象这时候的雅鲁甚至是不是走路而且是带着小跑一路恨不得拉着耶稣。赶紧往他自己的家里跑。
But then the unthinkable happens.
然而就在这个时候，一件大家在他不愿意发生的事情却真的发生了。
Jairus sees in the distance coming a messenger from his own household.
从远处，雅鲁看见一个从他家里派来传口信的一个人跑了过来，气喘吁吁的跑了过来。
And you know that he knows that it's bad news.
你知道，雅鲁可以从他的表情上可以看出这不是好消息。
Indeed, it is. His daughter had died.
果然不错这个消息是他的女儿已经死了
Now I don't want to belittle the fact that at that time the incredible pain and hurt that, and sorrow that Jairus has explained that a loved one had just died
我想大家 不会可以想象当时的雅鲁士心里边是非常的痛苦非常的难过非常的悲伤啊，这简直是难以想象的他女儿已经死了
But I'm sure in the back of his mind he was thinkingIf only Jesus would have been there a few minutes earlier.
但是他这时候脑子里所想的是，要是耶稣在那儿早几分钟在那儿就好了。
If only there wasn't such a big crowd that's in our way.
如果要是没有那么多的人情是拥挤的耶稣就好了。
If only that woman didn't stop Jesus.
要是那个女人没有把耶稣给停顿下来就好了。
If only.Then my daughter would still be alive today.
要是这样，要是那样就好了。那样的话，我的女儿就有救了。
But now it's too late.
那现在已经来不及了。
It's over.
已经完了。
Jesus, you're a great man, you're a great teacher, you're a prophet of God, maybe even more, but you're too late for me.
耶稣啊，谢谢你，你是一个伟大的教师，也许是一个伟大的先知，也许是比这些还 更多，但是这一切已经太晚了。
You and I have experienced those moments in our lives.
你和我在座的各位在人生当中也许都经历过这样的时刻。
Moments of delay.
也就是拖延的时刻。
A prayer didn't seem like God was answering.
我们的祷告，神看来好像没有马上回应。
Something that we felt that we really needed in our lives, and God didn't give it to us.
有时候我们需要神立刻的回应我们的祷告，但神好像默不作声。
And when we, at that point in time, we say to God, thanks, but thanks for nothing.
那时候我们就说，对不起了，谢谢了神。
And we turn and walk away.
我们就离开了神。
If we've ever had those moments before,
如果我们以前有过这样的时刻，
you and I need to know one reality.
我们应该认识到这样一个现实。
If we walk away,
如果我们离开神，
we will miss the moment of demonstration of God's power.
我们就会错过神通过他的大能来向我们彰显他的大能的时刻。
We will miss that moment that God will show his power and authority in our lives.
我们就会错过神在我们的人一生当中彰显他的大能，他的神迹的时刻。
All because we're impatient people.
就是因为我们太没有耐心了。
I've had the opportunity to share with the English group about this, and also this morning I shared it with the Cantonese congregation. But I want to share with you a story of I find is one of the most patient Christian women that I know.
我曾经和英文堂讲过这样一个故事今天早晨和粤语堂也讲过今天我再和在座的大家再讲分享这样一个基督徒一个女士的故事。
This is a woman who was very convicted early on in her marriage that she was going to pray for her family. The Lord was really leading her to pray for her family that they would go into full-time ministry.
Okay.
Very specific prayer.
这位姐妹呢，就是一开始的时候是非常非常的有心智，非常的决心要一直为他的家庭 全家祷告一直不停的祷告，要出来争取他的全家一家人能够出来全家侍奉。
When her three sons were young, she prayed and she prayed for 5 years, then she prayed for 10 years, she prayed for 15 years.
他三个儿子还小的时候，他就开始为他们祷告，他不停的祷告了5年、10年、15年。
Her sons became adults, but there was no answer to prayer.
他们的儿子长大成人了，但是神好像没有回应他的祷告。
In fact, actually, they were not Christians.
事实上，这三个儿子根本就没有成为基督徒。
And in her heart, at that point in time, all of us wouldn't falter if she gave up praying for her sons praying for her family that they would go into full-time ministry.
如果大家处于这个情况的话，如果他都应该理解他他这时候如果就根本不向神祷告了，已经完全失去信心的话，我们也不会怪他。
But she was persistent.
但他非常非常的有恒心。
She prayed for 20 years.
他祷告了20年。
30 years.
30年。
40 years.
40年。
I know this because this woman is actually my grandmother.
因为我知道这件事情，因为这位姐妹就是我的祖母。
And on that, the day that my wife and I got married and we were in the church where I was pastoring, my grandmother pulled me aside and had a few words with me.
在那天，我和我太太结婚，在那个教堂，也就是我做牧师的牧会的那个教堂里边，那我的祖母就把我拉到一边，跟我说话。
She said, "Don't think that you're a pastor because you have made you decided for yourself."
你别以为，他跟我说，他说别以为你是自己决定，要出来做牧师的。
You are a pastor because the Lord has wanted it to be so.
你今天之所以能够成为牧师，是因为神要让你做牧师。
And imagine if she had stopped praying.
大家可以想象，如果她中断了她的祷告。
If she'd given up praying for her family in this way,
如果她放弃了为她家庭祷告为她一家人祷告的计划，
would I become a minister?
我今天还会站在这儿做牧师吗？
Maybe, maybe not.
也许会，也许不会了。
But the important thing is that my grandmother would not have experienced the fact that she had participated in God's power.
但重要的是，如果她放弃祷告的话，我的祖母也就是失去了一个经历神的大能的时刻。
What are you praying for?
你们在座的各位，你们大家所现在所盼望、所祈求的是什么呢？
What are the things that you're struggling with?
你们现在拼命所挣扎的是为了什么呢？
What are the desperate issues in your life?
你们所面临的让你们觉得彻底无望的绝望的一些问题是什么呢？
And scripture shares with us this morning that it's not over.
我们今天早晨所读的这些经文，他们告诉我们，无论多么绝望，一切都还没有完。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Until God always has the final say.
因为神最后一定会和你说话，一定会做出回应的。
And indeed, in this Jairus' time of desperation, and that he experiences a time of delay, he experiences that great moment of demonstration.
正因为雅鲁经历了这个拖延的时间，他没有放弃，所以他有机会经历了下随后的神彰显他大能的时刻。
And here Jesus and his three disciples and Jairus all enter Jairus' home, and they come in and they see all the mourners, the people crying and wailing around.
这里我们看见耶稣和他的三个门徒带着三个门徒和雅鲁一起来到了他的屋里，他们看见的是一大批人在那儿又哭又叫的。
And there's a big contrast between Jesus' attitude and also the attitude of those who of the whole group.
这里我们可以看见一个鲜明的对比，一个是耶稣的态度，一个是那些在旁边哭号的人的态度。
See, for Jesus, death is a technicality.
大家看见，大家要明白的是，对耶稣来说，死亡只不过是
一个
小小的技术细节。
Everybody was crying and everyone was wailing because they thought of death as a finality.
而那些人在那里又哭又闹，因为对他们来说，死亡就意味着一切的终结。
Jesus was thinking about the eternal.
耶稣所想到的是永恒。
And these individuals were only thinking about the here and now.
那些哭号的人，他们所想到的只是现在眼前。
And Jesus was the one who has power over nature, over a raging sea. He has the power of healing. And he will demonstrate to them right then and right there that he also has the power over death.
神是个全能的，耶稣是有全能的，神的权柄啊，他能够斥责大海，能够斥责自然界的现象。他今天也要向人们展示他也有权柄战胜死亡。
Notice here that he actually tells them not to tell anyone else.
大家看这里的新闻，他告诉别人，其实不要把这件事情传给别人。
I think the reason why Jesus does this is that as a great a miracle as the raising of Jairus' daughter is.
因为这个原因就是耶稣行了这样大的神迹，把雅鲁的女儿从死里边救活。
Jesus doesn't want this miracle to distract in the miracle that is to come.
因为耶稣不愿意让这样的一个神迹冲淡了今后耶稣更大的一个神迹。
Jesus wants to demonstrate from his own death.
因为耶稣最后还要向我们彰显的是他从他自己的死亡当中。
Jesus is going to demonstrate by his own resurrection.
耶稣要向我们彰显的是他自己能够从死里复活。
And Jesus wants to demonstrate from his own death and resurrection the salvation for all mankind.
因为神想通过耶稣从死里复活向人们展示神有这样的权能，他能够拯救我们所有的人类。
So I invite you this morning.
所以今天我邀请大家
to seek the moments.
来寻找这样的时刻。
The moments where you can discover God in your life.
也就是在你们人生当中能够寻找到神，看见神的时刻。
In times of desperation.
也许在你们觉得是绝望的时刻。
Turn to God first.
首先先去寻找神。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
先寻求神，寻求神的国。
And his righteousness.
和他的义。
And all these things will be added to you.
那么你们所求的别的东西都会加添给你们。
In those times of delay, don't give up on God.
在你们觉得神迟迟不愿意回应你们祷告的时候，不要放弃。
He certainly wants to demonstrate his power and authority in your life.
神一直想在他所定的时间上你彰显神的大能。
I invite all of you, please, as we right now, I pray with your church as Pastor Ian Ma is going through a time of crisis. A time of desperation that you will all join together at this time.
所以现在我也邀请大家和我一起 为马牧师祷告啊，不停的祷告，恳切的祷告，因为马牧师这一家也在经历着一个人生当中非常非常艰难、非常让人觉得绝望的时刻。
Let us put our hope and our trust in the Lord.
让我们把我们的希望、把我们的信心放在神的身上。
Thank you.
谢谢。